Click went the front door as I pulled it shut. Oh no, I thought, what have I just done? Hi, this is Todd from Radical Real Life. Here's the story and the lesson learned. Yesterday morning, we had a nice snowstorm here in Seattle. Good 10 inches in the area I live. And I just moved into this house just a few days ago, so I'm not familiar so much with the house. I went up to my car. I was going out to my car to get something. And as I went out, I pulled the door shut because it's about 25 degrees out. As the door clicked, I realized that the inner lock was set to automatically lock. Luckily, I had changed out of my pajamas, which I was just going to put on my shoes and run up to the driveway there and grab my item that I wanted. Luckily, I put my pants on and my warmer coat because I had just locked myself out of the house. Now, I didn't have my phone on me. I did not have my keys on me. I did not have my wallet on me. I had nothing. Luckily, I had my clothes, where I was somewhat warm. But realizing this, I'm like, okay, no extra key, what do I do? Well, I had rented this house. I came by it by a friend, and I didn't remember the last name of the woman. I knew her first name, Debbie, who was renting the house to me on behalf of her husband, who's working in Hawaii, who was there with my friend who was in Hawaii working too. And she just got home the other day, Liz. So I didn't remember her name. I did not have her phone number. Okay, that one's off the table. Luckily, in the end, there is a lockbox with a key. But the story goes on. I realized, even if I found someone, the neighbor, to ask if I could use their phone to call someone, I did not have any numbers memorized. Zero. I mean, these days with the phone, right? You just put them in there and I don't pay attention to them. And I already have a bit of a problem with my short-term memory. And the two car accidents I had where I hit my head a few years ago didn't help. But things got a bit better from that. But that's what I blame things on generally. I didn't know the number. Didn't know the number of my son. Didn't know the number of my friend, Liz, who would have the direct contact to get me the 4-digit code on the front key box to get back in. Oh boy, I'm thinking, oh wow, I'm in trouble. All the doors were locked. There's no way I was getting back in. Climbing through a window was out. So I look around, I go up to my car. I remembered that I had an extra key in my hide-a-key for my car under the frame. So I dig for that. But being as cold as it was, the doors were frozen shut. So I could put the key in there, but I couldn't get the door open. So now I'm really just thinking, what am I gonna do? And I turn around and a lady's walking up the street because we're kind of on a hill here and people are walking. And I say, oh, hello, my name's Todd. I'm new to the neighborhood. And she gives me kind of a look. I say, hi, I just locked myself out of the house here. I just moved in. Do you have a phone maybe I can borrow? And she says, sure. And we start going through possibilities of how I can find a phone number. I could call my parents who, like many people, are very much more organized analogly. My mom's very good at that, calendars, et cetera, names. And so she has all the contacts of my kids and phone numbers. But I didn't remember the number for my parents. So I'm thinking, how can we do this? Can we call AAA? Nah, they don't do house entries unless you have the premium package. So that was out. What can I do? Finally, I says, well, I'll just try and get my key in and then drive to my friend's house, who's about 5 miles away. And I can see what I can find out from her. She should be able to get the code. And at least I can stay there and visit until she does get the code and I can drive home. So she walks on up the street. I try and get back of the car. Still can't get in because it's still frozen. Another lady comes walking up, and I had a thought. Well, how about if I get a, I can call a library in Kennewick, in the city where my parents live, which is, you know, hundreds of miles away. But the library likely would have an old school phone book, you know, analog. Because I didn't even know how to look up phone numbers without having to pay someone. That's one thing to check on my checklist, how to do that, if that's possible. But I didn't know, she didn't know, this lady who was going to help me this time. And so we call the library. The library is open. There's no snow over there. And she looks it up for me. I call my parents. Yes, it's their phone number. So my mom answers. Oh, thank goodness. So I ask her to look and see if she has Connor's current phone number, my son. Luckily, she does after some digging. So I call and text Connor, and he answers. Thank goodness. And I'm getting really cold. My hands are really cold. And this is about 45 minutes into this or so. So he texts my friend, Liz, who he did some work for. So luckily he had the contact. She's works in on houses, and I've been working as a contractor. Connor works for me. And so he had that contact, thank goodness. So he texted her. And then I called her too, as he gave me the phone number. No answer. So just waited and finally went back to get in my car. Thank goodness I was able to open it up. It had thawed out enough. So hop in, drive on the ice, and luckily make it to Liz's house without incident, and knock on the door, and she realizes she had her ringer turned off and she was resting because she just got in town from Hawaii after a month's work and was just resting up. So we had fun in sharing that story. She had a good laugh and a consolation for me. And so we visited anyways and got the code to get back in from the homeowner. And it was really close to being really problematic and really cold. Again, luckily I had my coat on and a hat and my decent shoes. So after several hours, you know, I ended up getting down there. Oh, and I was supposed to be going. The whole point for me getting ready was I had this doctor's appointment downtown for the incident with my feet. If you listen a few episodes back where I talk about the polar bear plunge of a few years ago, I've been having some pain in my toes. And likely it's some low-grade, what do you call it? Well, they call it chilblains. It's a low-grade frostbite or something. So this would have been the second time I canceled, which I had to because I missed it. I didn't have time to get there. So what is the lesson learned for myself? The lesson learned is that there's, for everything that's new and good, there's a weakness. Actually, there's a great essay by Emerson on this. And if I recall the name of the essay, it's called Compensation. So I recommend reading that. Very great, simple principles. And the idea is for every good, there's a bad, right? For every strength, there's a weakness. For example, if you're beautiful, you have advantage, but then you have disadvantage of people not maybe digging deeper for you or being superficial. Strengths and weaknesses. A very firmly anchored tree that doesn't bend can get blown over by the wind. So everything has a strength and a weakness, or a, you know. And so with digital, the one is I offloaded all this information where I would have to memorize or write down somewhere some of that information. So what's the new plan? The new plan is to memorize at least one number, and I think it's going to be my parents because I give my information to them so they can have it. It's kind of a central point. Also, I wrote down some numbers to put along with the hidden keys that I have in case I'm out and have nothing on me. If I have no phone or wallet. Now I can put some things in there, which I will. I do have in my phone all that data, but I could put it in my wallet or I could put it outside. And I can put something in my car. Like I could put that little 3x5 card in with my registration. So that's the lesson learned, and it was kind of funny in a self-deprecating way, and luckily everything went well in the end. But you know, you don't think those one kind of crazy things are going to happen, but they do sometimes. So use some analog, embrace the digital, which I'm fascinated with the digital. I love the digital too. But lesson learned, prepare. And you know, thinking about this, I talked with my friend Liz while we were there, like this the snowstorm here. And thank goodness, and my heart goes out to the people in the Midwest where it's extremely cold and very dangerous and people have died, which is terrible. But we have to prepare, and there's one way to prepare is she called it a bug out kit or a 3-day kit that you can keep in your car like a pack. So that's finally, I want to get to that and for my kids, and then have a central place that you would call. In our case, my parents live half a state away in Washington. So if there was an earthquake here, which they say might happen one day, people can centrally contact some place or a person, and also a place to go in your area if you're calmly in the area. Right now, it's just me and Connor are here. My daughter Brianna is about 100 miles away, but still a place where you can centrally try to get to. For us, as not practicing, but as a Mormon, what's kind of cool, or even civically, you could pick a library. We can pick a stake center, they call it, a common building, or go to those, which they're very well organized. One thing about Latter-day Saints and Mormons is they have a great system of connection from a small level, concentric circles moving out to larger organizations to especially prepare for emergencies. So find a place to contact and a place physically to go if there's a bigger emergency, but also for oneself, you have a little pack maybe in your car. Because most commonly, if something like this happened, I could have got in there and had everything I need. So that's my story for yesterday. And give those things some thought. And if you have any fun stories, again, you can contact me, I think, through, if you're on Anchor here, you can message me or contact me. Right now I'm on Instagram at Todd Makes Art. I am going to be setting up the Radical Real Life webpage with some resources too that I'll be referring to in coming ideas and stories, and we'll have that as a resource. But right now, if you have Instagram, DM me there if you have any questions or interest, and have a great one.